The sun shone through the blinds so brightly it woke McKenna out of her restless sleep. McKenna nestled under the covers, hoping to doze a little longer. Then came that phony Mary Poppins voice.
The weather was so beautiful. Why don't I take the little ones to the park in their carriage?
McKenna's heart jumped in her chest and she leaped out of bed.
The park? With all that sunlight? The babies aren't even 2 weeks old, McKenna's mother said.
Way to go, Mom, thought McKenna, scrambling to get her clothes on. Don't you let those babies out of the house.
Not to worry. They need fresh air. And this little sunlight helps prevent jaundice, the nanny explained.
That makes sense.
Okay, maybe just for a half hour or so.
McKenna grabbed her lowrider and flew out of the room. Ms. Revel already had the baby carriage out and the diaper bag slung over her shoulder.
I'm going with you, McKenna declared.
An odd expression flashed across the nanny's face, replaced almost instantly with a sickening smile.
My, my, young lady, aren't we a different little missy this morning, Ms. Revel said. Feeling better, are we?
I'm sorry about last night, Ms. Revel. I was just tired, but I'd love to come with you to the park and practice my lowrider, McKenna said with a matching fake smile of her own.
McKenna had decided to play Ms. Revel's game. If Ms. Revel could play Mary Poppins, McKenna could play Pollyanna, full of exaggerated sweetness.
What a wonderful idea!
McKenna's mother exclaimed with delight. You and Ms. Revel will have a wonderful time. Once outside, McKenna skated in large circles around the nanny as Ms. Revel pushed the babies in their carriage.
You're good at that thing, puppet, Ms. Revel observed.
McKenna didn't respond. She twisted her hips and masterfully performed a rear wheel 360, holding her head up high and feeling like she was dancing on air. She wasn't going to be lulled into a false sense of security by a random compliment.
Ms. Revel, may I ask you a question?
McKenna sailed past the nanny in another elegant loop.
Certainly, puppet. Why are you really here?
Ms. Revel's eyes narrowed slightly, but the smile remained on her lips.
To help you in your family, love. After all, new babies are a lot of work.
No, really. Why are you here? McKenna asked.
I don't understand your question.
I think you do, McKenna murmured, just softly enough to avoid being heard. She was not likely to get anywhere with this line of questioning, so she continued riding on her board until they made it to the park. As they walked through the park entrance, McKenna sailed ahead, enjoying the cool breeze through her hair. Ms. Revel sat down on the park bench, the stroller just in front of her. The babies were close by under McKenna's watchful eye, and for the moment, McKenna didn't have a care in the world. That brief respite was, however, about to come to a crashing end. The cool breeze suddenly disappeared, as if something had literally sucked the air out of the atmosphere. McKenna noticed the change instantly. Almost on instinct, McKenna felt her stomach knot up. She spun the board around facing the bench where Ms. Revel sat with the baby carriage. Ms. Revel seemed to be oblivious to the vacuum effect McKenna was experiencing. McKenna pushed off in the direction of the bench, scanning the park for anything unusual. A large black canine sniffing the pathway drew her attention. The dog was huge, with a thick, broad chest. The lower half of his jaw jutted out from his square head. His lower fangs were clearly visible. The animal meandered along the pathway with his nose to the pavement. Suddenly, the black beast snapped its head up, like a hungry wolf who had caught the scent of its unwitting prey. At that moment, the canine unexpectedly turned its square head toward her and looked directly at her. She froze as the beast stared her down, its eyes resembling two glowing red orbs. It was obvious that creature was not of this earth. This had to be one of the infamous hounds she'd been warned about. Emmy and Noah were in danger. She had to get them out of there. As if on cue, the twins began to cry, maybe sensing the danger themselves. The sound of the wailing echoed through the park. The hound heard it too, turning its massive head toward them while blowing a puff of smoke from its flared snout. With a speed that belied its size, the beast lunged forward, making a beeline for the baby carriage, moving with the speed of an attacking viper. Her adrenaline pumping, McKenna instinctively pushed off on her board, which shot forward with astonishing speed. When she careened from the pathway to the grass, the board didn't slow down at all,